Hi, this is Kay Bell, author of The Truth About Paying Fewer Taxes. For most of us, our home is our biggest investment, and one of the nicest things about our home is that it also provides us some of our biggest tax breaks. Let's start with your mortgage payment. Part of that big check you write each month, in fact, probably the largest part, is the interest on your loan, and that interest is deductible at tax filing time. In most cases, our deductible interest comes from the mortgage loan on our main home, or what the IRS calls our primary residence. But tax-deductible interest also could come from a second mortgage on the property, a line of credit, or even a home equity loan. In each of these cases, your home is the collateral for the money you borrow, and interest paid on loans secured by your home are deductible. In fact, so is the interest you pay on a loan for a second home. But the tax write-off ends there. The tax code only allows you to deduct loan interest on two pieces of real estate. The tax laws, however, are more flexible when it comes to property taxes. Property taxes are one of the most infuriating charges a homeowner faces. Each year, your local tax assessor determines the value of your property and then calculates what you owe on that property. But your Uncle Sam can help ease some of your local property tax pain. No, he can't help lower your annual home assessment. He does, however, let you use your local levy amount to help reduce your federal tax bill. You do this by claiming your property tax payments as itemized deductions on your Schedule A. Even better, there's no limit on your property tax write-off. Although you can deduct loan interest on only two homes, you can deduct all the property taxes you pay on every piece of real estate you own. Plus, there's no dollar limit on the amount of property taxes you can deduct. If all your property tax bills come to $30,000, then that's how much you can claim. If your mortgage company pays your property taxes from an escrow account, the amount of property taxes you can deduct will be listed on the annual tax statement you get from your lender. Pay close attention to this number. Not only do you get a copy, but so does the IRS. And although you are paying into your property tax escrow account throughout the year, you can only deduct the actual amount of taxes that your lender pays to your taxing authority, not the total amount your lender has collected from you. Recently, the property tax benefit has been expanded somewhat. For years, this tax benefit has been limited to homeowners who itemize their deductions. But for the 2008 and 2009 tax years, homeowners who claim the standard deduction also will be able to get at least some federal tax benefit for their local property taxes. This new, and so far temporary, law allows these homeowners to add at least some of their property tax payment amounts to their standard deduction amount. But perhaps the best home-related tax break comes when you sell your house. Years ago, tax law required sellers to take any profit from their home sale and use that money to purchase a more expensive house. This profit rollover allowed the home seller to delay payment of any taxes on that profit. But in 1997, tax life for home sellers got much simpler and much more profitable. Now when you sell your house, you're able to keep up to $250,000 in profit tax-free. If you're married and file a joint return, your tax-free profit amount is double that. Of course, we are talking taxes here, so you have to meet some requirements to keep all that money. This generous tax exclusion is available as long as you both own and use the home as your principal residence for 2 of the 5 years before you sell it. The ownership factor is clear. Either you've paid for the home in full or are the recipient of a mortgage on the place. If you are legally responsible for the home debt, for tax purposes, you are the owner. The primary residence rule also is obvious. This is the main house in which you and your family live most of the time. It's the address that's on your voter registration, driver's license, and car titles. Utilities are hooked up, and the electric and gas company bills come to that mailbox. That home's address is the one you use on your tax return. Even better, this substantial tax break can be used on every home you own as long as you meet the residency requirement. The only limit is that you can only claim it for subsequent home sales every 2 years. But that's not really much to ask in return for being able to pocket such a nice chunk of tax-free change. Thanks for listening. I'm Kay Bell, and you can find out more about the tax benefits of home ownership, as well as many other tax breaks, in my book, The Truth About Paying Fewer Taxes.